Can you hear my voice? Cry, die. Them as they want my choices.
Die, lie.
Do you want to know a secret?
Complain.
Give me all your fucking demons.
I don't think that anyone.
And we're back, predictably drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. This is Sam Marcoux. This is my return voyage back. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Had a little bit of snafu there. Had to take some time off due to circumstances outside of my control. We'll put it that way. I think we'll get into it. If this is actually released, I'll talk about it here. But different song to start. The show, still the same band as always, Coma. Thank you very much to the band Coma. You're not an actual thing anymore. You guys broke up because you're babies, and you can't figure out how to play nice with each other anymore, I assume. I actually have no idea why they broke up, but a local band out of the East Bay, Oakland, Fremont, Alameda, Triangle there. Just a bunch of great guys. Nice hard rock. Just, I love it. I love it. I'm not a big music guy in the sense of I don't listen to a ton of new stuff. I don't listen to a lot of the stuff that's on the radio anyways. Most of the stuff I listen to is either very local or very obscure. And that's probably because I like to be a music snob and be like, oh, well, you've never heard of these people. You're clearly inferior to me and my trained ear of loud noises that come out of local instruments. But I do enjoy them. I used to go to their shows a lot. I used to drink a lot at their shows and drink with the band before and afterwards. And we always had a great time. And I'm still very good friends with a couple of people from that band. And in fact, one of them, James, just had a child. So congrats to him. Not just, actually. I think the kid's like 4 years old now. I'm a little late. I'm a little behind the times in congratulating him. But congrats to James on his bundle of joy and his wife, Marie. I wanted to do a different song. I want to do a new song. I might go back to their other song that I use a lot, which is called Concrete, also by Coma. But I wanted to do something different because everything else is new right now. New laptop that I am talking into. Relatively new mic. Still the same mic I've used before, but new equipment inside my studio. New sound. Hopefully some new sound upgrades as well. But the reason for it was, number one, I'm always looking to improve this. Number two, out of necessity, I actually had to go get new equipment because I donated all of my other electronics equipment unexpectedly about a week ago when somebody decided to shatter the rear window on the passenger side of my vehicle and help themselves to all of my shit. So some of the shit that was in there was my laptop that I record this on, as well as my iPad, as well as a cell phone, which was very nice of them to do that, to relieve me of all that heavy electronic equipment, heavy expensive electronic equipment, I should say. The best part about it happened 2 days before a day before Mother's Day. I was out shopping for the mothers in my life, and they took all the presents there too, so thank you, you pricks, for doing all of that. I guess that's karma, which is funny to me. I say that, and not here I'm going to rip on this, but people always say karma is a bitch. And I think they usually say it when bad stuff happens to them, and it makes them feel better that at some point bad shit is going to happen to whoever did, you know, the bad shit to them. But the way I look at it is, you know, maybe karma is a bitch, and that was a bitch on you. You know, maybe you deserved it. I can tell you, under no uncertain terms, that growing up, I was not necessarily a choir boy. I did my fair share of running around, breaking into shit, stealing shit. Not really stealing. I take that back. I was never a big thief. I never, you know, really robbed anything. But I did break into cars. I did, but it was really more just to break stuff. You know, it was like middle class white guy anger. Teenage angst shit where you like to see things destroy for no other reason than, you know, you've got a lot of testosterone running around in your body and it's fun to see things get broken by, you know, something that you're holding or throwing or whatever the case may be. So I destructed a lot of shit. Me and my buddies, who shall remain nameless, most of them are respectable members of society and the prison system now. So I don't want to call them out on this podcast. But I kind of feel like, you know, my car, since I moved to San Jose, my poor vehicles, I have had two car accidents. I've had four break-ins. I've had people just jimmy the lock and steal shit out of my car. It has not been fun. I've had a lot of fun in the South Bay, but my vehicles are like, dude, what are you doing? Can we go back to the East Bay where nobody bothered us? I've definitely had some issues, some car issues since I moved down here. But I guess it's the trade-off for living down here in the Valley of Silicon. But got my stuff replaced, back on the air, back to doing the podcast, back to doing the stuff that I love. Hopefully you guys are listening to this and enjoying it. Don't really have a lot to talk about other than the fact that my car did get broken into. I thought it was kind of funny because I have two cell phones. I have one, which is the cell phone that everybody knows and loves. And then I have another cell phone, which I keep for, my mistresses and my drug contacts and the cartel and my famous friends. You know, it's the private line that not a lot of people have. And So I did have a way of calling the police to say, hey, my car was broken into and my shit was stolen. And, they're reading off a script that the poor lady, it was late on a Saturday night. And I said, hey, my car was broken into. Here's what they took. Here's what they stole. And she tells me, well, sir, you have to go online and fill out the police report online. Go to, www.blahblahblah.org and fill out the police report. And I reiterated to her, ma'am, they took my computer and my iPad and my cell phone. I don't know how I'm supposed to get on the, on the internet and make this report. She said, well, sir, this is how you have to do it. Are you in immediate danger? And I said, well, no, I'm not in immediate danger. But I can't get on the internet. They stole the internet, lady, is what I'm telling you. How do I get on? So we had a little bit of a who's on first situation for a few minutes before she kind of realized that, you know what, maybe I can just take your information over the phone and we can file a police report like how they did, I don't know, probably 3 years ago, before all this newfangled technology was used. I guess the good news about it is I immediately went out and spent a whole bunch of money that I was hoping to save on stuff that I had already previously before it was stolen. But Apple products are great, and I'm not really a fanboy. I don't really have. I have an Android phone. I have an iPhone. I've got a Microsoft-based laptop. I have Apple products with regards to iPads. I go back and forth. I'm not necessarily a fan of one or the other. But one of the features that I absolutely love about iPhones and Apple products in general is that you have one email address, one ID, an Apple ID that you can log into any other Apple product. Track where your stuff is, or at the very least, there's kind of like a self-destruct end-all button where if you say, hey, my shit was stolen, I'm never going to see it again. I got private information on there. I got all kinds of dick pics that I was planning on sending out privately that I never got a chance to do. I don't want these people to send them out for me. You can actually, there's an app where you can actually go in. It'll tell you where all of your Apple products are, assuming they've been online. Now, if they're not online, it can't track them, right? Because there's nothing to ping it. But what you can do is you can hit a button that says basically, if this ever logs on, you can it'll erase all the information and go back to a factory reset, which is great. The other beautiful part about it is Apple has built in that if they ever log in or log on to the internet with your stuff, you are allowed to give them basically one last message. So I wrote "fuck you" so hard. I don't even know how many times. So I'm hoping that they are able to log in, get on the internet, see "fuck you so hard" about 85 million other times that, comes across the screen and then it goes black. That's what I hope happens. And then I hope they stub their toe. I believe that is my wish for these robbers that stole my stuff and are now, trying to get into my personal information. And joke's on you, burglars, if you're going to try to steal my identity. Like, why would you want to be me, all right? I am currently wearing slippers, boxers, like a snow jacket, and a wife beater, okay? And this is my fancy outfit. So, good luck stealing my identity. Why don't you come, change these poopy diapers of my 2-year-old daughter and wake up at, you know, 3 a.m. and watch Frozen 85 fucking times a night. Okay. Yeah. Come steal this identity, jackasses. So that's it. I got robbed. I got gacked again. No big deal. I actually really wasn't even that upset about it. I mean, I was, you know, it sucks when you get your shit ripped off, but at the same time, it's kind of a way of life, you know, when your thug life like Sam is, and Predictably Drunk the podcast is, it's a part of it. It's just a part of it, I suppose. But I think the part that it sucked the most is I was like Tupac. I was very prolific with the amount of podcasts that I had on that computer that had not been released yet. I had a lot of unreleased tracks, and one of them was an episode with Michael Gilkison, which you guys all probably heard, the Cinco de Mayo special, where we were playing Drinko with tequila and having a good time. We actually recorded a second podcast that night, which was going to be released actually this week. In lieu of that, you're going to get this pile of garbage of me by myself complaining. But it was going to be released, and we had been drinking more and more tequila, and it was basically kind of a drunken fit of a show, which I thought was going to be a lot of fun. I thought you guys would have enjoyed it because Predictably Drunk was living up to the name. But that is no longer going to happen unless the burglars figure out a way to post it on my website for me, which would be so nice if they do. All would be forgiven. But I don't think that's going to happen. So maybe we'll get Michael G back in here another time. He's running around on In the Galaxy podcast. You can check him out there. And we have some fun stuff. You've heard me talk about them, him and Jay Williams, his co-host, in the past. We're kicking around some ideas for maybe the late summer. That's all I'll really say right now, but some exciting stuff, some collaborations, if you will, meeting of the minds. So when the appropriate time is here, we'll announce that. And other than that, man, just we're going to keep rocking and rolling with this. They're not going to hold us down, right? PD Files, we're going to keep listening to me talk. We're going to keep talking if you're me. And we're going to keep drinking. We're going to keep predicting. Although I don't think I've ever actually predicted anything on this show. So here's my new prediction. My new prediction is that I will be making this exact same podcast again 5 months from now when my shit gets broken into and stolen again. So there's my official first prediction on Predictably Drunk. It only took about 20 episodes to live up to the first part of the name. Some announcements I've got. You're going to hear this. I'm actually heading to Brentwood, California, CAPS, Brentwood, California, May 22nd, which is a Friday, and May 23rd, which is a Saturday. I announced that on the last podcast. What was not announced on that last podcast of who was actually going to be at that show with me, especially the Saturday, May 23rd show. It's a one night only. Tickets are very limited at this point, but you're going to have to go to capsrestaurant.com and either reserve your table there, or you're going to have to give them a call or figure out a way to get to that show, because Rob Van Dam, former WWE and ECW World Heavyweight Champion, professional wrestler, wrestling superstar from the mid to late 90s all the way up until now, the dude's still wrestling. He's also telling jokes. I think he was like High Times Man of the Year at some point. The dude is just a superstar, international superstar. I'm stoked. Everybody knows my background. I used to be a professional wrestler. I grew up watching it. I still watch it now as an adult from time to time. I went to WrestleMania this year. So, you know, I enjoy turning off my brain and watching grown men pretend to fight each other. So I'm going to be actually sharing the stage with Rob Van Dam Saturday, May 23rd. I am super stoked about that. All the other shows I've ever done, I don't even give a shit about anymore. With all due respect to all those shows, I just want to do good on this one. It's going to be a blast. So try to get to that show if you can. If not, come to the May 22nd show. It's still going to be a great lineup the night before. That's going to be myself, Kabir Singh, Joe Hughes, who is just a professional comedian. The guy's funny. And a few other special guests. Maybe a loud, obnoxious guy named Jeremy Curry from Fremont might jump in. You know, that guy kicks down the door and shows up every now and then. So you got that. The weekend after that, I'm going to be in Reno, Pioneer Underground, Friday night, Saturday night with Kabir again, Kabizi, helping me out. So I'm going to be making my debut in Reno, Nevada, telling dick jokes up there in a different state. And then I also have June 4th, which I just picked up, which is a Thursday night. So for all you Bay Area freaks who haven't seen me here recently here in Northern California. I'm coming back to Tommy T's, coming back home. Going to spend the summer with Tommy T's here Thursday, June 4th. I don't know who's on that lineup yet, to be honest with you. I'll get you more information as we get a little bit closer to that. I do know I'm going to be there, so you know it's going to be funny. I've been working on a lot of jokes. I've actually been writing a joke about bagels. Yes, bagels, which I don't know how it's going to go over, but fuck it. We'll throw it out there on stage and see what goes, right? I've got like 5 minutes on bagels because that's the kind of comedian I am, ladies and gentlemen. I can take a bagel joke and make it 5 minutes long. So hopefully at least a minute of that is going to be funny. So those are the comedy dates coming up. I've got still looking at some studio space for Predictably Drunk, the football show. I did talk to some folks. I have some things in the works for a permanent co-host as well as possibly a permanent bartender this year. And I don't want to reveal too much, but I think we're going to have an official Predictably Drunk bartender to help make drinks every week and to help keep the dream alive of predicting football games and football stories using alcoholic beverages. So a little bit of a format change, but we're going to do it. It's going to be great. What else is going on? I watched Frozen again. Another observation about Frozen. Coronation Day in that movie is when Elsa becomes queen, right? She's now old enough to be queen, which I guess, I mean, it's an American movie, so I'm guessing that means she's an adult, which means she's 18 years old. Okay, great, fine. She's 18 years old. She's now the queen because her parents are dead. Spoiler alert. But her younger sister, Anna, who is probably at least 2 years younger than her, if not three, who is probably actually the main character in the movie. She gets first billing when you watch the credits. But she's 15, maybe 16 tops. And the whole storyline, the whole reason this whole movie exists is because she decides that she's going to get married, meeting a guy the same day, and it pisses off her sister, and she sets off an eternal winter, and a whole bunch of shenanigans happen. But the point is, I just realized that Anna is only 16 in this movie, which means A, she's not legally old enough to get married. B, what kind of fucked up pervert is trying to marry her at 16 years old? And C, well, I guess there is no C. Those are my questions. What kind of fucked up pervert is trying to marry this princess at 16 years old? And why is she at 16 thinking that this is okay? Wow. You know, that's, I think I watch Frozen too much, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's my conclusion. That's the answer to my questions, is I need to stop watching Frozen so often. But I don't really have a choice, man. My kid just doesn't allow me to watch anything other than that right now. She got Frozen slip-on shoes. And I took it at daycare, and you thought this girl was the shit, man. She was walking around showing her shoes off to all the other kids. The other kids are like, whoa, cool shoes, Chloe. And she's looking around with this look on her face like, I am the baddest bitch that ever walked this planet because I've got Elsa and Anna on my fucking shoes. Everybody else can kiss my two-year-old ass. I couldn't believe how cocky this little kid got. I almost wanted to take the shoes from her just to be like, you know what? You're not the shit. You calm down. Your dad's the shit. He's at the Pioneer Underground. He's at Tommy T's. He's at Caps with RVD. Your dad's the shit, not you. I guess that's it. I don't know. I wanted to talk about getting robbed, so I got, you know, I talked about that. Wanted to promote my shows, promoted that. Talked a little bit about Frozen like I always do. And, you know, got some things coming up in the late summer, which are going to be a lot of fun. What else is going on? I've had this question in my head for a long time, and that is, who is the greatest American rock band of all time? Now, I say that question, and immediately people always go, The Who, or Led Zeppelin, or The Beatles. And I'm like, no, assholes, those are all British people, American rock band. And there's a couple that come to mind for me, and I don't have requirements necessarily, other than if people throw a band at me, I kind of, you know, in my head kind of go yes or no. But I think at some point I am going to do a countdown of the top five greatest American rock bands, and I'd like to have somebody who's got a musical background to bounce this off of, because I think it's actually, you know, for rock and roll being such a big part of America, I mean, it's one of the things that we created. We really don't have too many great rock bands, which is kind of pathetic. You know, it's really pathetic, actually. And I can't quite figure out why that is, other than the fact that, you know, we just suck. Football's going on. We had a big story in football. Tom Brady got suspended for 4 games. The Patriots were, fined $1 million and some draft picks, all because they deflated some footballs, which ruins the integrity of the game, which is true. And as somebody who hates Tom Brady and the Patriots, I'm ecstatic that on paper he's been suspended 4 games, and I can officially call him a cheater to the end of time and disregard all the cool shit he ever did in his whole career. Fuck him. He's a cheater. But here's the reality. He's going to get the suspension lowered. It's probably going to be 2 games. The worst part about it, he's going to be pissed off. And even if the Patriots lose those 2 games, even if, say, he's suspended for 4 and they stick with that suspension after his appeal, they're going to come back, and let's say they're 0-4. They're going to go 12-4, and he's going to kick everybody's dick in because that's what Tom Brady does. So congratulations. You guys just pissed off the greatest player to ever play the game, and he's going to be even better most likely. The nightmare scenario for everybody is that he's going to be suspended, and his backup quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, is going to come in and actually be better than Tom Brady, because that is everybody's luck, right? The New England Patriots, that's what they're going to do. Well, you know, we got rid of Tom Brady, and oh, here's another stud that's going to come in and just ram his dick down everybody's throat. I guess that's it. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm not actually drinking on this, so I did make a prediction, but I'm not drunk. I'm actually drinking water. And that's about it. I think that's all I really want to talk about. I don't really have much else to talk about. I guess what I could do, I could start sharing some stories about drinking, just to kind of keep the predictably drunk part of the show going. And I guess I could start with the drunkest I ever got, which happened, gosh, maybe 10 years ago now. How old am I? 32? Yeah, I was probably about 23 years old. And my sister, Stacy, who's been on this show. Well, she hasn't been on the show. I've talked about her on the show. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should interview my sister. That might be kind of a funny interview. But it was her birthday party. Her birthday's in April. And I was just getting drunk as shit. And one of my best friends was there. I hadn't seen him in a while. So he was in town. So he was at the party. And we're drinking. Just drinking, 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 drinking. And we decide, you know what? We're going to go to another party. And the next day, that was a Saturday night. The next day was Easter Sunday. So traditionally my family gets together and we drive up to Santa Rosa in the North Bay and we visit with my grandmother and my cousins and everybody. And we eat food that I can't even pronounce, but it's usually pretty good, but I don't know what it is that I'm putting. It's like a color. I don't even know what the color is of the food. It's all like hippie food. And it's like, oh, it's quinoa gray. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's good. But anyhow, so that's what we usually do on Easter Sunday. So the night before, we're all just drinking and having a great time. Now, my sister was old enough at the time to go, okay, look, I got family shit to do tomorrow. And it's my birthday, so I'm going to calm down a little bit. Not me. I went to another party. I remember leaving and then coming back to my sister's house. And one of my sister's friends stopping me. And I'd grab like a Smirnoff Ice. That's how old, or how young I was, I should say, at the time. I grabbed a Smirnoff Ice because I was going to take that up to the other party. And they told me, you cannot take that unless you can drink that whole thing in 3 seconds. And I did it in about 1.5 and walked out of there like I was the shit. Went to this other party. We start drinking more. And at some point, I'm in the back. And I don't remember anything at this point. So really, the story that I'm telling you is what was told to me by eyewitnesses, is that I was standing in the back backyard and everyone was talking. And out of nowhere, I just fell over, just face first, just boop, fell right down. And when I fell down, I hit my head on the propane tank for the barbecue. So if you've ever seen a propane tank, it's this big fat knobby thing. And at the top, it's got this like little almost full circle, real sharp edged area. And that's where I hit my head. I hit my forehead. And what it did is it cut me open naturally, right? And I'd been drinking so much that my alcohol or my blood was so thin from the alcohol. Not my alcohol was so thin. Although at that point, that's probably actually more accurate. But my blood was so thin from drinking all day that I just bled profusely. I looked like one of those I looked like Hulk Hogan against, like, you know, The Undertaker in 1991. I was just cut open, blood everywhere, just like a stuck pig on the ground. Nobody came over to really check on me. They're just like, well, he's dead. That's the reality of Sam now, and let's just move on with the party, shall we? I woke up. The next thing I remember, I woke up in the morning, Easter Sunday, with blood all over my shirt, blood all over my pants, blood all over the couch. I look up. I have no idea whose house this is that I'm at. It's definitely a stranger's house, which means I'm a stranger in their house, which means I'm you know, depending on the comfort level of the strangers whose house I'm in, I may be there illegally. They may have walked out at any time and go, who the fuck are you? Get out of my house. I get the fuck out of there. My car was there, which I did not drive. I will say this. My friend drove, but he had left me the keys to my car. I get in the car. I shower as much as I can. I try to figure out why the fuck do I look like I got hit in the head with a steel chair at WrestleMania from all the blood. And then I get in the car with my sister, who's now laughing at me because I am just a wreck. I'm completely hungover. I'm still drunk, kind of, in a way. I mean, I wasn't drunk, but I felt like I was. And we decided to drive to Santa Rosa. I'm trying to figure out, you know, just what the fuck happened to me. We're driving to Santa Rosa. We have to pull off of Highway 101 in the North Bay, just beyond San Quentin, because I feel like I'm going to puke. And what happens is I get out of the car. I'm on the side of the road. Everyone's honking their horn because everyone's an asshole. It's Easter Sunday, by the way. Good Christians just honking, like, yeah, asshole, puke. And I'm on the side of the road, and I'm trying to figure out a way, okay, should I fight the puke or should I puke? And I finally look over, and I see a bottle of tequila, like a half-drinking bottle of tequila with a cigarette butt floating in the warm tequila on the side of Highway 101 North. And that's what it was. That's what did it for me. I saw that visual of the nasty cigarette butt floating in the tequila swank, and I lost it. And I threw up everything. And I'm not talking about everything that was in my stomach currently. I'm talking about I threw up everything that's ever been in my stomach. I threw up shit that I ate as a child, like paint chips and crayons and like a random G.I. Joe that I accidentally swallowed one time. Flintstone vitamins, fucking every piece of pizza I have ever had, every drop of alcohol I've ever had. Like, I had a hairball in there at some point. I had cat food. Everything that I ever had in my system was now out and on the side of 101. And I was just painting the side of the road. And then we went to Easter Sunday, and I filled it all back up with tofurkey and, fucking chips that aren't actual chips, like hippie chips and shit like that, and dried banana chips or whatever it was. And I was miserable the entire time. The hangover literally lasted about 4 days. And that is the drunkest I ever got. And no stitches, by the way, if anybody's wondering. I had no stitches in my forehead, which is great, because I really thought I was going to have stitches in my forehead from falling and headbutting a propane tank, which I do not recommend. I feel like that's probably part of the reason why I can't remember that night. It was not just because I drank my weight in alcohol, but because I suffered a severe brain injury as well. So there's that. That's the drunk part of Predictably Drunk. Hopefully my mom's listening. Mom, love you. But that's the story. And I got to get some opinions on some sports stuff here. And that's where I was going with this whole thing is, man, the Warriors are a great, not only a great team right now, but that's a great team name. The Warriors, that is a team that inspires, you know, fear, confidence, whatever you want. It's just a great team name. And I was thinking about it. There are some team names out there that are just awesome. The Raiders, that's a great team name. You've got the Yankees, an iconic one, right? I mean, it doesn't strike fear or anything like that, but it's got that gravitas to it where, you know, the New York Yankees, it's iconic, it's Americana. It's probably the number one sports team in the United States in terms of recognizability. You got the Dallas Cowboys, which is just a great logo, a great team name, you know, success in their league. And then you've got names like the New Orleans Pelicans, which is just a terrible fucking name for anything. I mean, a pelican is a dumb name for a bird. Like, if I was a bird and they said, what kind of bird are you? Well, I'm a pelican. I'd be like, well, that's stupid. Can we change my name to Thunderbird or something like that? Pelican, really? And then you have some other names that I think are not so great, right? Like, I don't think the Oakland A's are necessarily a great team name. The Athletics, I mean, what the fuck is that? But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a bunch of different topics moving forward. And that's it, man. Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. Thank you guys for listening to just a random weird episode. And if you're the guy that stole my shit, please bring it back. and I promise to not beat the living fuck out of you. No, I can't promise that. If you bring my stuff back, I will be grateful, but I will still would attempt to beat the fuck out of you. All right, predictably drunk, smart people, stupid things. Later.